State and Territory MPs who support voluntary assisted dying are vowing to keep pushing for change after the Victorian Parliament's vote to introduce a scheme for the terminally ill. After a marathon debate, the Victorian Upper House yesterday voted in favour of the controversial legislation, 22 votes to 18. The Lower House is expected to rubber stamp the new laws next week. Samantha Donovan reports.
For New South Wales MP Trevor Khan, the news Victoria will soon have a voluntary assisted dying scheme is bittersweet. The Nationals member introduced a bill into his state's upper house for a conscience vote, where it was defeated 20 votes to 19 last week.
It's exceptionally welcome, particularly for the terminally ill in Victoria. It was a demonstration by parliamentarians in Victoria where they could work to achieve the outcome. Sadly, we weren't able to, at least on this occasion.
The Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he hasn't spoken to the leaders of other states about the successful bill.
With respect to those in New South Wales who put these measures forward, I think the difference is that because this was a government bill, because this was a bill that, whilst it was a conscience vote for all members of the government, it was a government bill drafted by the people who do this for a living. They do this drafting. It was an expert panel, a long and a very detailed process, mm-hmm. a considered process. And I think that just meant that people could have greater confidence, seriously examine the issues for sure, but have greater confidence that the hard work had been done and that there were the checks and balances and that conservatism that I spoke about earlier. I'm not reflecting on the New South Wales experience in a negative way. I'm just indicating that I think unless governments are prepared to step up and help this along, help this reform to actually materialise, then I don't think that it happens.
New South Wales MP Trevor Khan is planning to introduce another bill into the New South Wales Parliament early in the next term of government, that is, after March 2019.
If we have things that we can learn from Victoria, we'll certainly take those on board in the next 18 months. There clearly is an implementation phase that will be interesting to watch in terms of what they do during that period of time. And we'll adjust our bill to take account of any developments that occur in that regard.
Do you think drawing on elements of the Victorian bill would see similar legislation pass in New South Wales?
In my view, the objections that were taken in our house to the bill really didn't relate to the detail of the bill. It was more philosophical level than that. So I don't think adjustments should be made simply because it has the possibility of garnering an extra vote or two. But what I do say is that the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, in expressing support for the Victorian bill, did indicate there was a desirability of having consistency across states. Therefore, we would look at amendments, in my view, to ensure that there is as much consistency as possible between the two bills.
Voluntary euthanasia was legal in the Northern Territory from 1995 to 1996, when the federal government stepped in and nullified the laws. The progress in Victoria was welcomed by the Speaker of the House, Kezia Purick, and the Territory's Attorney-General, Natasha Files.
We've just had word from Victoria that their euthanasia legislation has passed through their upper house. Attorney-General.
Be very interesting to see whether the Prime Minister gives us back our legislation, but that is a topic for another day.
Tasmania's lower house rejected a voluntary assisted dying bill 16 votes to 8 in May. It was that state's third attempt to introduce such laws in a decade. The bill's co-sponsor, former Labor Premier Lara Giddings, says the development in Victoria fills her with a sense of optimism, relief and hope that other jurisdictions will follow suit. The bill's other co-sponsor, the Greens Cassie O'Connor, says if she's re-elected, she'll reintroduce dying with dignity legislation in the next parliamentary term. But the Tasmanian Justice Minister, Elise Archer, was non-committal this morning.
The bill that was before the House recently, I believe, had a significant number of flaws. It was a different bill that certainly passed Victoria. And of course, I think all members should be willing to look at bills, regardless of their philosophical position.
South Australia's Employment Minister, Kaya Ma, thinks his state's parliament will look at the issue again soon.
It might be the case that as this scheme comes into operation, it might be that people, MPs in other states, are able to take some comfort in how it works in Victoria and that might inform their decision.
Earlier this year, the West Australian Parliament set up a joint committee to examine voluntary assisted dying, and the Premier, Mark McGowan, wants to see a bill introduced next year. The Queensland Government didn't respond to the World Today's request for comment by our deadline, but last month, the Deputy Premier, Jackie Trad, indicated it had no plans to consider a voluntary assisted dying scheme.
That report from Samantha Donovan and Penny Timms.